Brad, joining us in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair is from the Yankee Institute for Public Policy, investigative reporter Mark Fitch, who has authored an interesting piece, No, Connecticut Can't Install Border Tolls. Here's why. Mark, good morning. Welcome to Brad and Dan.
Hi, guys. How are you this morning?
Doing great. Fine, and I want to tell you something. You wrote an unbelievable piece. It was just incredible.
Oh, thank you.
And explain, and I get very upset sometimes when I hear people who say, well, they're for tolls if we just put them on the border, and I'll explain why you can't put them on the border, but it takes sometimes a different voice to drive home the same point. So explain to our audience why we cannot install border tolls, otherwise we pay a big price.
Well, yeah, so, I mean, the interstates, I-95, I-84, those are federal highways. We don't own those, you know. And those are under the jurisdiction of the Federal Highway Administration. So back when Connecticut had tolls decades ago, you know, in the early 80s and the 70s and stuff, when we had border tolls, we had those because we had been grandfathered in to the interstate highway system. So when the federal government was, constructing the highway system in the 50s and the 60s, a lot of the highways that we have now were already under construction and tolls were being put up, and the federal government just went with it. But according to federal statute, you can't toll an interstate. You can't do it. But because the tolls were already in existence, and because the parts of the highway or the entire highway had already been built, the federal government let it go. So that's why states like Massachusetts have the turnpike and everything; those were all grandfathered in. So in 1983, when Connecticut decided to remove the border tolls, we basically did that knowing that we wouldn't be able to put them back up. Now, in exchange for taking them down, the federal government said, okay, well, we'll take care of the roads. We'll pay for the repairs. We'll pay for, reconstruction, all those kind of things. Because if you have a toll up, like the Massachusetts Turnpike, the government is not going to fund all the repairs and the reconstruction and everything like that, because you're getting money for it. It's yours, but once we took it down, we got an increase in federal funds, and we can't just go put them back up. So that leaves Connecticut with, only a couple options, if we built our own new highway, we could toll that, but, we're not going to be able to do that. So they're going to have congestion tolling, which is electronic tolls placed along the highways within the borders of the state. The federal government has made some carve-outs and allowances for states to do that back in the 90s. And, it still requires some federal approval, and the Obama administration was very lenient with that. We don't know what the Trump administration will be like, but, so far, states have been doing it. And that's what we'd be looking at here in Connecticut. I mean, all the proposals that were put forward last year for tolls were all congestion tolling. Nothing at the border because they know they can't do it. So this is a toll that people are going to be paying as they drive to and from work every day.
I looked at some of the tolls. This was in your piece in Washington.
Yeah.
$46.75 for a fellow to go to work that takes them 12 minutes. And then another one for $47.25, just 6 days earlier. I mean, this is going to be a killer for us here in Connecticut if it happens. I'm telling you right now. I don't think the people even realize it.
Well, here's the thing. With congestion tolling, the thinking behind it is, it'll encourage people to either travel at off-peak hours or carpool. Well, I'm sorry, but, most, company managers are not going to tell their employees that, no, you can come in whenever you want, so that you can avoid the tolls. People have to go to work. They have to travel at the same time every day. So, and this, you know, this, the places that do have congestion tolling still have horrendous traffic, you know? So, I personally don't see how it changes, you know, anything that it's going to make the roads less congested. I mean, you know, when you talk about, you know, New York and the tolled roads around there in New Jersey, I mean, we're not talking about places where traffic flows free and clear all the time. You know, you're talking about heavy trafficked areas. So I don't think we'd really see much of a change in the congestion. It's just you're going to be paying a lot of money for it.
Mark, what about HOV lanes? I guess that was also a part of your piece, that they could be subjected to tolls as well?
Yeah, if the state builds its own HOV lane along the interstate, it can toll it, yeah.
We have HOV lanes already. How about the existing HOV lanes?
You know, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I assume we. It depends. If the federal government built it, if we used their money to build it, then probably not. But, you know, states have done that, where they've constructed a new HOV lane and put a toll on that so that people could, you know, travel quicker and easier. But, you know, the thing is, with that, it's not going to be the cash cow that, you know, Governor Malloy and some legislators are hoping, you know, what they're shooting for.
Mark, do you think that we, the people, can keep tolls out of here, or is this a guarantee?
You know, I got to tell you, in the reaction to this, I mean, has been overwhelmingly negative, I mean, as far as I can tell. Especially when you tack on the gas tax on top of it, you know, because it's not like Governor Malloy just proposed tolls. He proposed tolls, an increase to the gas tax, and a tire tax. So the whole package has people seemingly pretty angry, you know.
What if they did the tire tax and the gas tax and they just say, wait a minute now, I'll tell you, we're going to do the tolls, but I'll tell you what we'll do for you folks. We won't have the gas tax and we won't have the tire tax. Could that be part of the plan?
Well, I mean, it's not Governor Malloy's plan. The thing is, you're going to see a bunch of bills come out proposing one thing or the other. You know, this is Governor Malloy's plan, but you know, we've already seen Representative Jason Rojas a few weeks ago said he wanted to raise the gas tax by 4 cents. You know, so that'd be a smaller raise than what Governor Malloy proposed. You know, you're going to get a number of different bills that are going to be filed.
Wow.
You know, instituting a number of different changes, whether it's tolls or gas tax or both. There's a couple things that we're going to have to keep our eye on it, but there's going to be a big push for this.
Well, Mark, to be fair, believe it or not, I think one of the people who's going to be behind this big push is President Donald Trump, because from what we read, the president is pushing this big infrastructure makeover, but that the states are going to have to pick up most of the tab. So I don't see the Trump administration denying Connecticut the opportunity to install tolls if it wants to.
Oh, you know, maybe that's very possible. You know, I haven't kept up on the president's transportation plans, you know, very much as far as, you know, what's coming down the pike on the federal level. But, yeah, I don't know. Sometimes you wonder, just, you know, being that the president and Mr. Malloy don't seem to get along very well, you wonder if, you know, just out of spite, he'd say no.
Well, you don't know. But if you had to make a prediction, though, your prediction is, and we had the Speaker of the House, he said he's going to bring it up for a vote in this session, but your prediction is that there are going to be several bills introduced and that it's going to be a big part of this legislative session.
Yeah, the majority party in the House is making this one of their top priorities. You know, they tried to do it last year. This year they kind of got the extra rocket fuel because of, you know, Governor Malloy's announcement about the special transportation fund being broke. So this is going to be a big push, and it is probably going to come up for a vote. This is going to happen as far as getting a vote, I think.
But do you think, again, it's unbelievable if you look at the whole thing, what this is going to do to the average working person. I mean, it's going to be incredible here in the state of Connecticut, and already we're taxed to death.
Yeah, I got to commute into Hartford every day. I don't want to pay a toll, you know. This could be a big kind of like the straw that broke the camel's back for a lot of people when it comes to remaining in the state. You know, other states have tolls, sure, but other states aren't as expensive to live in, and you're going to be talking about, you know, more people trying to go. So it's, yeah, I don't, this could be a deal breaker for a lot of people.
Okay. Hey, Mark, as always, thanks very much for keeping us updated. This is a great piece.
Can I say one last thing?
Yep. Sure. Absolutely.
And this is on a personal note, I wanted to wish a happy retirement to Tom McCullough. It's his last day of work, and he listens to you guys every day. So I just wanted to wish him the best.
All right. Good luck, Tom.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Hey, Mark, thanks so much.
All right, guys. Thank you.
You take care.
Well,
I'm glad he listens, and good luck in retirement.
Yes, yes, yes.
Now, we talked.